Fallen. Now, you that missed last night, I feel sorry for you, but you need to catch up on your tape. Oh, and then the Lord will have another baptismal service. We had a baptismal service last night. God's order in his new creation for the last days. Not a baptism in water. Oh, now you're going to learn pretty soon. And you'll learn it. The Lord will be long-suffering with you. Not too long, but he'll be long-suffering enough. He'll be long-suffering with you as long as you don't take advantage of it. And you'll begin to learn pretty soon that he meant what he said through Zechariah. Zechariah said, if you don't come up and keep the Feast of the Tabernacles, he said, the blood shall dry up in your bloodstream, your tongue shall cleave to the roof of your mouth, and your eyes shall be eaten out of their sockets. That the Lord is doing this day, he's not playing. Oh, it's blessings and glory for his people, but it's wrath and judgment against disobedience and his enemies. Oh, let me get one more. Get that brother right over there and sprinkle him real good, brother. Yeah. Oh, let him close his eye and feel that glory. Come on. Every living thing hath died in him. Satan hath died in his mind in the blood of Jesus. Every living thing hath died. Oh, every living thing in your body that hinders you hath died. Oh. Good enough. Shapaha. Oh. Now I want to tell you, I want to just salt you down a little more about that baptism. Baptized into the living body of Jesus last night, and that day you shall know that I'm in the Father, and you and me, and I and you, we were baptized into him, and all, everyone that hit him, ooh, and went down and lost their life in him, I've never seen nothing like it. Ooh, ooh. Ooh. For you. God does not withhold any good thing from those that love him. It's just a matter of some of you have still the idea that some things come before the law. Your feelings, and sometimes what you think are duties, sometimes you think what are responsibilities, and you get trapped in these things. And you need to begin to set your mind to get untrapped from these. Because a lot of these things that you think are duties and responsibilities They are not duties and responsibilities to find out after you did them. They are not worth 2 cents. They could have gotten by just as well without doing. But trapped in your old way of life, you get trapped this way. And God loves you and He understands this. Oh, but He also demands that you begin to get your feet, at least one toe at a time, out of these traps and get loose from them. Understand you've got housework and daily duties, but He also knows that He has given you wisdom to how to do these things, to shorten them to where you won't be trapped in them. Of all the times now, people that have housework and responsibility, of all the modern conveniences, they have no excuse whatsoever if they'll move in the wisdom of the Lord and just say, Lord, to get loosed. For example, in one particular one, had a terrible time there at home washing dishes. Just they look convenient, even in a dishwasher. And it was a hubbub every time we turned around. Well, the wisdom of the Lord, get paper plates. Man didn't even have to get them. Look, there was a whole bunch of them out in the garage, been stacked up there for the longest. Very simple. Got one toe out of the trap, didn't we, wife? Oh. Now, being inside of the New Jerusalem, we are now qualified to know all the benefits of the law, to know all the mysteries of God. And tonight, the Lord wants to speak to you a great mystery, yet a simple mystery, about Joel's army. Joel's army of locusts that even now is crawling all inside you and all over you and moving now through you. In the day when the soldiers slashed the side of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and let out His innocent pure water and His innocent pure blood on the ground, God hid it. Oh, and He'd already made a promise what was going to happen. He hit that pure water and that pure blood, and He took all the blood of the righteous saints from Abel to Zacharias, and He added to it. You read it in the Scripture. And He said, from now on, every time an innocent person begins to be slain or persecuted by Satan or religion or anything, said, I'll add their innocent blood, and I'll add the innocent water of their flesh, and I'll add the innocent breast of their cryings out, and I'll put it all in the ass, and I'll make me a sea of blood, and I'll make me a sea of water. Oh, righteous water. And said, I'll fill the air with the crimes of their sufferings, and said, I'll bring them unto me, and I'll glorify them in heaven and reward them for being trapped ignorantly in those things that the beast and Satan has put them in. But said, I'll leave my sea of blood, and I'll leave my sea of water, oh, pure water, and I'll leave the air filled with the crimes of the righteous persecution in the earth. And when in that day, when my people begin to enter in to my new Jerusalem, into my order, falling in obedience after me, said, I'll let them know about that sea of blood. And said, I'll let them know about that sea of water. And I'll let them know about the air filled with all that righteous crying. And here it is. And here it is. In short, that sea of blood now has been struck by the fire of the seventh seal of the seventh sovereign of Jesus Christ, and every living thing in it hath died. Oh. And as you walk by the way, wherever you go, you're walking in that sea of blood, and Joel's army, oh, by the Holy Ghost, that blood begins to, every living thing that died begins to eat into your bloodstream, eat from top of your head down, even when you lay down at night. The Lord God promised this, even when you lay down at night on your couch, that Joel's army would move through your bloodstream and eat up all tiredness and all weakness. And surely I shall rise in the morning and say, the dew of Zion has visited me, and yea, the honey of the sovereigns of our Lord has made me refresh, and it is good to be arising in the day of the Lord. seventh suffering of my Son Jesus Christ was finished in the outer court. Said, I called the angel, with a coal of fire from that altar to strike that sea of the living water of his flesh. And say, I put that living sea of water right there moving over all the earth. So when my people walk into it, everything in their flesh, sin, sickness, disease, Joel's army shall begin to eat inside of that. And even when they lay down at night, Joel's army shall eat on that flesh, on the enemies of their flesh. And the enemies of their flesh shall taste wormwood, but they shall taste the sweetness of the Lord. Oh. When they walk by the way, all those weaknesses, all those sin, all those sickness in their body, they're walking in the pure water and the pure flesh of the righteous people down through the ages, and said they, by the Holy Ghost, will actually feel just what you're feeling now. The eatings on your flesh of all the enemies in your mind, your heart, and your body, wherever the water of your flesh is. Oshikaba hafande kaba. Osha. Wicked shall not know, for they shall not visit Zion, saith the Lord. Yea, the wicked shall not know, for they shall not come into my new Jerusalem. But yea, my people shall know that they do live in the sea of my blood, and do live in the sea of my pure water, and they do walk in it, and yea, doth eat up the enemies of their blood, and eat up the enemies of their flesh, saith the Lord. And I have filled the air with the crying of the sufferings of my saints down through the ages. Yea, adding them to the righteous, yea, innocent crying of my Son on the cross. And even the air you now breathe is filled with the crying of righteousness by the Holy Ghost, saith the Lord. And the air that is breathed, the air, thou shalt breathe in that righteous crying of flesh and blood, the mist that does rise from the sea, and it shall eat inside of you the enemies of your lungs, eat inside of you the enemies of your flesh, and shall crawl to and fro into every window, into every crevice, into every nook and corner. And surely thou shalt say, blessed is the Lord God that doth give me sweetness to breathe in the city of Zion, saith the Lord. And thou dost come to rest in this, thou shalt not say, where is the blood of the Lord my God? For thou art drowning in it, saith the Lord. Yea, I shall not say, where is the pure water of the flesh of my Jesus? For yea, thou art drowning in it, saith the Lord. Yea, and thou dost come and rest in this, thou shalt not say, where is the Holy Ghost that does bring the blessing? For yea, thou art breathing it, saith the Lord. Yea, and even now, saith the Lord, I would bring upon you a mighty baptism and a mighty saturation of my blood, as my sea of blood in which every living thing hath died. And I would bring upon thee a mighty drowning of the pure waters of my flesh that have now become wormwood to the enemies of your flesh, and every living thing hath died. And I would bring the air of the Holy Ghost rushing down upon thee, and thou shalt feel thyself filled with Joel's army, saith the Lord. Hashabah! Oh, Shikabahasha, Hashika, eat inside you and all around. Hoshakabahaya. Oh, let it eat all in you there. Let it eat in your eyes, Sister Bay. Let it eat all in you there. Let it eat in that bloodstream. Feel those locusts crawling all in you there. Let it eat in that bloodstream. That's it. Oh, let it eat all over you. Oh, let it eat in you. Shakabahaya. pretend you knew that. You didn't know that. There's a lot of things you don't know yet. Yes, Lord. Oh, you just started. You knew something was going on around you, but you didn't know what it was, did you? Oh. Feel it eating all in you. Oh. Oh. Falling all in your bloodstream. Falling all in your flesh. you beginning to understand how that during the time when God was restoring this, when I'd lay hands on you, you'd say it felt like worms or something crawling all through you? Now you understand what is happening, don't you? And you would ask me, Brother Pruitt, what's happening? Did it feel like worms or something crawling all through? Remember? Now you understand, don't you? Oh. But you were only permitted during a time of restoration to feel a touch of these things, to get you ready for the real restoring or the imparting of them to you. Oh, a lot of things you're beginning to understand now, aren't you? I wonder, if I could just keep that one, they laid hands on me and brought me up to Jesus. If I could just keep that going all the time, then, I'd be in good shape. Oh. You didn't know he had it laid up in store for you to keep it going all the time, did you? Oh. Now the prophet Zechariah, whom Jesus spoke of and confirmed, said, the wicked shall not know this, for they shall not come up to keep the feast of the tabernacles. The feast of the tabernacles is coming in to the new Jerusalem, into the new city, and learning the mysteries. And said they, that in a time of judgment, that sea of blood and that sea of water and that air will be struck to them at a time when their blood shall dry up in their bodies and their flesh shall shrivel as a pomegranate in the noonday, and even their tongue shall cleave to the roof of their mouth and their eyes shall be eaten away in sockets. For he said, strong is the Lord God that judgeth wickedness. You're living in a time now of great blessings for the obedient. But you're living in a time of great and fearful judgment for the wicked. This is why it's so important that you move into all of this truth. And if you have to miss a service, get that tape. Because the principle of God now established through Jesus Christ is working in your life. And that is, you come unto me, Jesus said, and I will give you rest. Now in the time of restoring, before we begin to start moving this, many of you have been spoiled and pampered because you sit there and I came unto you. He forbids me to do that now. He requires you come unto him. You sit there and you said, well, I'll be all right. Brother Pruitt will come along and he'll counsel with me. He'll talk with me and he'll get me back on the right track. That's over with now. See, the Lord permitted me to do this during the time of restoring, during the time of your weakness. And he'll still permit me to do this to other people that are weak in the faith. But you are not weak in the faith. You're strong and you're grown. And he tells you to get into this Feast of Tabernacles, doesn't he? To get in there with my people and eat. Get in there with my people and understand. Cut thyself loose from the cares and the wickedness and come unto me. Oh. Now, do not misunderstand me. You will go to the weak. You will go to the people that do not know this. You will go to those that are new. And you will in love instruct them. So will I. But for you that have been in this way so long, it is time for you to quit sloughing around and expecting me to come by and deliver you. I'm not going to do it. No, sir. I'm not going to do it. You're going to sit right there. And when the fire of judgment gets strong enough on you, you're going to come to the house of the Lord. Because you've been given an entrance into this house of the Lord to go in and out. But you go out there and get trapped, then I'm not coming out there after you. Unless He directly sends me, and I don't think he will. There are a lot of them now wandering around out there in rebellion, all caught up in their own way, and they're going down to death. I'm not kidding you. People that have tasted of this truth and moving and have moved away from it in rebellion, they are right now in the worst shape you've ever seen. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? And he is hitting them continually with the mark of Cain, judgment, crying out against them, crying out against them. Because when you get the truth of God, he requires walk, bow in it. And he said, he that loveth his own life more than he loveth me is not worthy of me. I've never minced words with you, and I don't think it's time to start now. If I did, then I'd be disobeying the voice of the Lord, wouldn't I? And I would let you sloth around out there in your little bitty heady way, and the first thing you know, you'd be consumed. Oh, Chicago. I sure do hate for you to learn the lesson the hard way. And you'll hear me weeping for you. You know this to be so, but I can't come get you. Oh. The only comfort you'll have is at least someone weeping for you while you go down to judgment. I mean this. Oh, you shuck up a eye. Hey, Brother Britt, you're spoiling all my blessing. No, I'm not. You'll learn right away that I have put a cloak of respect to the Lord on you, and you'll walk in that locust crawling all inside of you now. You'll be afraid not to. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, isn't it? Now you can get ready for it. When you lay down in faith tonight, that same thing you're feeling walking right in. He's promised. He said they'll even crawl inside of your window. And they'll eat and walk all through you during the night. Oh, yes. And said when you arise in the morning, whew, refreshed, them eating up all of your weakness. Now you begin to understand why just about 30 minutes, an hour sleep's all I need. Let them walk through me a little bit, that's all. Said then, and when you arise in the morning, you'll say, as the prophet said, and he said it in sort of poetic language, but you know what he's talking about. He said, blessed is the dew of Zion that has visited me at night. Oh. And blessed is the honey of the land of my father that has sweetened me. Oh, ran down over me and has sweetened me all inside. And he said it in a little more poetic language. He said, thou shalt rise and breathe, and thyself say, blessed is the day the Lord hath made, and the breath of his goodness doth fill my soul. Oh! If you had lived to be 2 million years old, you would have never thought of that kind of love for people. You would have never in your life thought of putting that kind of love in deliverance. You would have never. See, the thought of God is always love towards his people. even when he marks judgment to his enemies. Back when righteous Abel was slain and his blood hit the ground and began to cry out, there was an act of love. Don't you remember the Lord cried? Our Father cried. And there was an act of love started right there. Even in judgment, when he marked Cain for disobedience and said, I mark you now for judgment, he marked that blood of Abel and love for you and I to be used in this day. Love toward his people, which brings judgment upon their enemies of their flesh, their mind, their heart, and judgment toward the disobedient. That's the order of God, and all things has come upon this age. When Jesus Christ appeared there on the Isle of Patmos, said, I am the beginning and the end, he meant that was it. So now I brought judgment to his fullest. Now I brought love to his fullest. And the fullness of the love of God is almost, well, you have to take it in small doses. To be able to just lay down, and I've done this, just swelling water got on my knee from there all the way up, walking around, said, well, you too heavy and you eat too much. Okay, that's all right. That wasn't what he said. When I lay down there and just by faith begin to confess that they're eating it up, first thing in you, the locust of Joel had eaten it up. You're going to get him. You're going to have trouble sleeping tonight. All your night, you're going to wake up and you're going to feel something crawling all inside and all over. And you're going to even have trouble working tomorrow. Of course, the spirit of the prophets are subject to the prophet, and the spirit of the crawlers are subject to the crawlers sometimes. You won't have to holler out while you're waiting on a customer, but you'll almost want to. When you feel something go to crawling all over you, you'll be pumping that gas, and all at once you'll feel something crawling up. Whoa! You'll be striving along there as the manner of your life is, trying to get something done. All you want something to go to crawling back down. Moving on. Whoa. It's been planted in you now. And once it's planted in you, God waters it by the Spirit. Every time you drink a drink of water, from now on, it'll go to crawling all in you. Because he has struck the fountain of living water with that pure water of his flesh. And he caused it to come alive and breathe up into the air. You can just smell of a fog. Now, it'll crawl all in you. Brother Pruitt, you're talking about a life of rest and glory. That's exactly what he has for you. But I can't hardly believe that the Lord's that good. That's the reason why he gives power unto a minister to prove to you he's that good and let you feel a crawling where you then can then say, surely there must be something to it, so I'm going to confess it and let it happen in my life. Oh. sanctimonious false beast sprinkling the holy water doesn't mean anything, does it? God turned that sea of water loose on him. I know what's going to happen to him if he doesn't repent. He's going to become wormwood all over. He said, strong is the Lord God that judgeth thee. Akabara. Point to you. He said, the wicked will I spew out of my mouth, but my people I will spew my blessings out upon them. Thing I've ever seen. Said, you'll do anything. Did you know that is one of the things the Lord struck me with when he called me in this ministry? He struck me. He said, now is gone all of your pride. Said, you shall be as before me. You shall act a fool when I say act a fool, and it shall be a blessing unto my people. Brother Jones, he had to do that because I came out of a religion filled with false piety, you know, and had everything had to look just right and be so-so and had to speak so-so. Do you understand what I'm talking about, Brother Ron? And he said, thou shalt not live this way. Thou shalt not live the way of the false shepherd. Thou shalt live the way of the foolish thing. I told him very plainly. I said, Lord, I know what you said, but I said, if you make that out of me, you'll be doing something. And it didn't take him about 3 or 4 whacks till he did it. My poor wife used to get so ashamed of me. But she kept looking and she kept seeing those things that happened, that they worked. And finally, she's just about as foolish as I am now. Now, I want us to do something in obedience to the Lord. I want us to put on some music in obedience to the Lord. And I want us to sit there and I want us to let Him perfect that thing in us just a few minutes, 10 or 15. Well, I don't care if you stay all night. But some of you that have a schedule to meet, at least sit there 10 or 15 minutes. Let your eyes close and just keep confessing the sea of blood in which every living thing hath died, the sea of pure water in every living thing hath died, breathing the air in which every living thing hath died, and just let Him put it all together on the inside of you. You see, He does everything three in one, doesn't He? The Spirit, the water, and the blood inside you, uh-huh. Now He struck the air with the Spirit, sea of water, and the sea of blood, and now He brings them all together. His plan is perfect. Without fault, it cannot be found a flaw in it. The pearl of great price that all flaws have disappeared in. And He did it through our Lord Jesus Christ, His only begotten beloved Son, that suffered all these things, that looked down through the ages and got the love for you and me. He got the love for you and me. He did not have His mind upon judgment at all. Did you know this? Judgment was only a byproduct of His suffering. His purpose and His intent was love for you and for the obedient. Judgment only came because in His great love He gave so much to the obedient that the disobedient that came against Him must suffer that same amount of judgment. Oh, but the purpose of His heart was never judgment. The purpose of His heart was love and deliverance for you. And in great suffering, over much suffering, He was consumed in seven sufferings that y'all all know about, to where He could make His life complete for you. And it was in that great love that brought deliverance. Because the love, the first love, the first judgment that God wants to bring is upon the enemies of humanity, the things working in their mind, their heart, and their body. That's the purpose. And only after the rejection of this love shall He bring the judgment and destruction upon His enemies. Only as they reject this shall they go down. And only as they turn and try to fight against God's people that are receiving these blessings will He strike them with fire, but He'll strike them quickly. Because He said in this time, touch not my children and leave my servants alone. Said with great long suffering over thousands of years, I have permitted my people to be slain. And I did it because love, iniquity must fill itself to the fullest. Until my love that abhors evil must strike. And said, now it has come. And said, I have said and I have declared that now is the time for the fullness of blessing for my people. But He said, now I have declared to the enemies, you leave my people alone. Don't you touch them. Don't you even think an evil in your heart of them. Said, for the very moment, said, I'm the Lord God that readeth your heart. And said, when you even think an evil of them, right then I strike you. And said, if you don't repent when I strike you from thinking that evil, He said, then I'm going to cut you a little more. And said, once that thinking of evil begins to turn into action, said, you've had it. Said, when you raise your hand to strike, He said, I'm going to strike you before time. But the purpose of God is love towards humanity. The purpose of Jesus in all His suffering is love and grace towards people to deliver them. But above all things, people that move into His love and in the vessels of His love and His grace, He will not allow touching. He'll not even allow snickering. He'll not even allow thinking. Oh, yes. He proved this through the prophet Elisha. When the children begin to mock and make fun of Him. Said, go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head. 40 of them and the bearers told them. And then Jesus came along, confirmed it. He said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And if he looketh after a woman and lust after, if he says, rack of thy food, said, that's it. But that didn't begin to happen then. That was a promise He laid up for the fullness the fullness of love and the fullness of judgment. Oh! Huh? What?
And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the mount Sinai, and with him 144,000, having their Father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers, harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts, and the elders. And no man could learn that song, but the 144,000, which were redeemed from the earth. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven, saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God.